اون چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illallah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
This is part of a speech of Imam Khomeini, the founder of Islamic Revolution of Iran. We all should know that it is these political religious ceremonies that give Muslims, particularly the Shia Muslims, these followers of the infallible Imams, the unity they should enjoy. These also preserve the nationality of all Muslims. Islam or Islamic government is a divine phenomenon, the implementation of which guarantees the happiness of its followers in this world and the hereafter in the best possible way, and has the potential to eliminate tyranny, corruption, and transgression, and leading humankind to its ultimate desired goal.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the resurrection and the hereafter. In one of his speeches, Imam Khomeini, he says that in this world, the manifestation of intercession of the intercessors is their guidance. In that world, the essence of guidance is the intercession. If you did not benefit from their guidance, you shall receive no intercession. To the extent you receive guidance, you'll receive intercession. Now, this is very important that we must know that Imam Khomeini was a mystic, an arif. And the thing that he has just said, which we just quoted, is one of the key points which Arafa does understand from the teachings of Ahlul Bayt, the ma'rifa, the knowledge that they had towards the Ahlul Bayt. And Imam Khomeini is saying that we all want the intercession of Ahlul Bayt. We need their shafa'a. But their shafa'at or intercession is in the guidance which they have provided. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran, he said that قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. He said to his prophet that, oh prophet, tell them that if they want to give the reward, it is the love of Ahlul Bayt. Why? Because there are two things in loving someone.
صلي على طه النبي وآله
صلى الله عليه
صلي على
رسول الله
يا ربنا صلي على
Number one, when we love someone, we hate their enemies. And this is for sure. If I love my father, I hate his enemies. If I love my children, those who hurt my children, I hate them. So this is the first key point, that when we love Ahlul Bayt, we hate their enemies, which means that the love of Ahlul Bayt is the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, we hate the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second thing is, when we love someone, we obey them. For example, if we take the example of this word, this material word, where we see two people loving each other, for example, if the girl is saying, for example, to the husband or the one who loves her, that the crows are white, he will believe in it, that the crows are white. This is what the love does. If the person whom we love, he does not like or she does not like our hairstyle, we change our hairstyle. We change our clothing. We change our way of walking and talking. Why? Because we love them. We want to obey. This obedience is in the love. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the love of Ahlul Bayt an obligation, so that on the first step, we will hate their enemies, who are the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. On the second step, when we obey them, we are obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, every night and every day.